Thank you for downloading the Dry Cargo Market Report from Coracle Online and the Baltic Exchange for March the 18th, 2012. This report looks at the Capesize and Panamax, Supra and Handymax markets. We start with the Capesize sector, and there was an extremely slow week for the big ships, with rates generally slipping. Cyclone worries kept the Australian majors absent from the market, with the loaders shut down in Port Hedland and Dampier as Cyclone Lua approached. The rate for West Australia, China, hovered around $7.70, although earlier in the week a 170,000 tonner did agree a strong $10,250 daily for East Coast Australian rounds. There are currently delays at the East Coast ports. The Atlantic saw very little activity, with Brazil slow and rates being talked under $20 for Tubarão Quindão. Transatlantic rates remained weak, with rates from Bolivar to Rotterdam barely over $9. Looking at the Panamaxes, and South American grain remained the focus of activity and has been lending support to both the Atlantic and the Indian Ocean and Southeast Asian markets. A considerable volume of tonnage has now been fixed, which has boosted front haul values. Transatlantic rates remained low, although some improvement was evident. There was a clear out of post-Panamax tonnage, but at rates that have largely capped what their smaller relatives can see. The East remained steady at around $7,500 to $8,000 daily for NOPAC rounds, but the market remained positional. Ships ballasting out of the area towards South America, rather than accept rates for staying in the East, helped steady the market. It was another strong week for the Supras, and although conditions seemed a bit quieter in the East as the week closed, with a number of vessels said to be fixing and failing, confidence didn't seem to be lacking. Mineral business from Southeast Asia once again provided the main impetus during the week, with premium-paying nickel ore cargoes at the fore. A modern 57,000 deadweight vessel open North China was reportedly booked for a nickel ore round at a strong $15,000 daily. Handy sizes have also fared well in Asia, with reports that a modern 32,000 tonner built 2011 open Singapore fixed two legs trading in the East at $10,000 daily. In the Atlantic, the focus of attention was on the North Coast South American area, where a number of early stems needed to be covered, with only a limited number of early vessels to choose from. The US Gulf was also showing improvement as reports emerged of a Test 52 type being fixed for a trip to the Med at about $13,500 daily. Although there are delays in Argentina as a result of strike action, handysize activity has flourished. A two-year-old 33,000 deadweight ship fixed from the Plate to Morocco at $16,000 daily, whilst a 10-year-old 28,000 tonner obtained close to $16,000 daily for a trip from Recalada to Mauritius Reunion. In the East, the Southeast Asia mineral trades continued to absorb plenty of tonnage, and the market maintained a firming trend. Thanks for listening.